Just before we kind of...
Yeah, come on. Quick, though.
Wrap up.
Come on.
Yeah, I guess I did say quick. On the show now, I have to say I haven't seen it.
How dare you?
I know. I do apologize. However, is there some sort of, like, do you play games on there? Or because I was thinking, is there something that we, the three of us, could do in studio?
So I haven't seen the show, but what do you do on the show? Is that your question?
Kind of, yeah. But more along the lines of, is there anything that we, the three of us, can do? That
watch the show. You can watch the show, you rock.
The following program, Cabaret Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of awesomeness, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabba Radio asks you some of those burning, yearning questions, and it's the questioning episode! Teddy and E-Rock play music that asks many of those age-old questions like, where's the lube? And can you tell me what these bumps are? Plus, free prize giveaways! As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy Smooth!
What?
Smooth!
Why?
Smooth!
Where?
Smooth!
It answers every question! Yes! Hello, wow. Everybody! Welcome to the show! Welcome to the show! Hey!
Ow.
Nice to see you!
Back again for another week!
What are you doing here? I thought you got banned!
You were banned, you son of a gun! Those elves are back. You helped fix the roof last week.
Yeah, last week it was raining tons in here. I'm glad it's fixed in here tonight. It's gonna be a hot show full of poignant questions.
Like hot.
We're gonna ask the important questions.
Like, why is it so hot in here?
And what tastes better, peanut butter or jelly? Those are the type of hot topic questions.
Wow, I want to get into that right away, but we got lots of show.
That might have to wait till a bit later because that is an important question.
Mm-hmm.
Can peanut butter live without jelly?
Mm. Well, there are moments, but we'll talk about that later. Like
or what?
Crunchy or smooth? I mean, who knows? Well, smooth. Oh, it answers right there.
Who is peanut butter's favorite person?
Don't know.
Jam! I wish I was your lover. Oh, yes. Kind of high quality.
We're here all night. All night.
That's the kind of stuff you'll be getting here at Cab Radio tonight. So I hope you tuned in for another session of third-rate entertainment.
I think I'm going to go. Is that...
Okay. No, you have to stay.
Okay. I'll stick around.
I know you're doing the pee-pee dance. You didn't go to the bathroom before.
I didn't go to the bathroom before. I have to pee so bad.
So we're going
to
make this first intro really, really, really long.
Yeah, I might just pee.
All right, everybody. Settle down. Thank you so much for joining us here for another Cabaret Radio Tuesday nights here at CITR 101.9 FM. Tonight, as E-Rock mentioned in the intro, it's our questioning show.
Mm.
So all our songs tonight actually ask questions.
Yes.
And I would like to take the credit for coming up with tonight's theme, but I have to say a big thank you to my man, Jay Slim.
Oh.
A.K.A.
Jay.
What was his... he came on with another name on the very first You Pick the Playlist. He was Chocolate something.
It wasn't, no.
Chocolate Rutherford or something like that. But I got to shout out to him. We went to the dog beach today and I was searching for ideas. I couldn't get a hold of my man E-Rock here. And he said, what about songs that just have questions in them? So that sort of got me thinking about different questions to ask. And so all the songs tonight are actually in question form. So... Mm-hmm.
Some goodies.
We do have some good ones tonight, including some pretty sweet CanCon items as well. Canadian content for you that don't know what CanCon is, because
the radio mumbo jumbo.
Between the hours of 11 and 12, we do need to play 35% Canadian content here on Cab Radio.
What about FemCon?
FemCon, according to UBC and campus rules, it's not a rule.
Oh.
It's like a rule for campus and college radio. It's not like we're like if we didn't play the 35% CanCon, we could get in trouble from like the CRTC, which would be like really getting in trouble sort of thing. But if we didn't play as much FemCon, it's more like a slap on the wrist. But we always try to do both.
Sure.
We always try to do both. We always try the ladies. Because what it was they actually found out that there in college radio there was a very male dominance, so they tried to implement a rule to play more female content, which is kind of the same way as why CanCon came in as well, because they wanted to sort of represent Canada and not... Because back before CanCon, it was really dominated by American and British artists.
Right, yep.
There's actually a very famous documentary. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's from a station...
Super
that
famous.
It was at the time. It was a station in Windsor that was like the number one station WKRP of all time.
WKRP in Cincinnati?
No.
Oh.
They were like super, super, super hot. They played all the hottest tracks. And actually, one of the people that picked... the hottest tracks was one of their secretaries who just had an ear for like the great music, the Elton John tracks, the next big hits. And they basically died after FemCon came in CanCon, because there wasn't as much
great.
Well, there wasn't as much CanCon back then to even choose from.
True.
Yes. So
there was good stuff.
There was some good stuff, but not enough to play as much as they wanted. So it really sort of killed the industry in terms of that for a while, until sort of Canada started developing a lot more.
Canada
so
killed it, the radio star. You know, the CanCon star.
Helps, and it doesn't help sometimes. So some artists that maybe don't deserve it get pushed up a little bit because we have to play them, and some artists...
hurts us when we do the Vegas show.
Yeah, well, after midnight, because we're late night, we can kind of do whatever we want. So not a huge deal, but, but yes, you're right. Some shows, if we wanted to do... Or if some show that played during the day wanted to do like a Rolling Stones tribute, they would have to find some place to put some CanCon. Do you like how I'm drawing this out?
Yeah, have to go pee? I'm starting to taste it.
So the first question we want to ask tonight, we'll get off the CanCon. That was just a little bit of some information. I forget what the name of the movie is, but look it up. It's a radio station in Windsor. Very famous during like the 60s. They did huge like booming voices. They did news like, and now news from, like, really
coming
dramatic.
To you from the
very good documentary, particularly if you're interested in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now our first set of music is actually to do with relationships.
Oh,
so we just want to ask the question to you: what are some of the most important things that you want out of a relationship, whether that relationship be a full-on commitment relationship, or perhaps it's just a sexual relationship? What are some of the qualities that you look for in a relationship?
Boobs.
We want to know. We want you to phone us, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-2487. CITR.
Pashaja.
We want to know what you think is important in a relationship. So give us a call. Let us know during the break. We also have tons of prizes to give away tonight, including tickets to the Rio Theater, tickets to a swing affair, a Christmas party. It's going to be on Granville Island. Got
That's
details
fun.
For that.
It was electro
and,
swing.
Warless, Buckman Co. and another band are playing tomorrow night at the Railway Club. We have tickets for that as well. So give us a call. Let us know what you think is one of the most important things to do with a relationship, and why you think that is. So that's our first question to you.
Mm.
And while you think about it and while you phone us, we're going to play a song here that really asks the most important question in a relationship.
Where's the bathroom?
Almost.
Okay.
Listen to this song and you will understand what that question is. We'll be back with more Cab Radio after this. CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, my father says you're nifty,
and you've heard of Baudelaire,
and we both agree that human rights abuses are unfair. You understand your feelings,
and you're not afraid to share,
and I think I could do something with your hair. You smell nice,
and you're groovy,
and we both like foreign movies. My mother says you have that touch of class.
Well, I can see a shining future
where we'll dialogue and nurture.
But there's one last thing I feel I need to ask. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? 'Cause you're beautiful and curvy, but unless you're kind of pervy, there's no way you and me are gonna last. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? When it comes to brains, you've got them, but unless you play the bottom, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to take a pass. Well, you're adorable, reliable, but is your anus pliable? That's the information that I need. Well, you would do it if you love me. If you're nervous, squat above me, you'll be able to depth and speed. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? 'Cause I've ordered in a shipment of the relevant equipment. I've got lubricant and poppers and some brass. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? If you need more information on this type of penetration, we can always take a correspondence class. You see, I'm not the kind of fella who can get off on vanilla. No, I need a little color in my sex.
Well, honey pie, it just so happens that I brought my day glow strap on and some mescaline to heighten the effect. Ready?
Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? Ooh, do you take it in the ass?
December 15th, be ready for Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish to take over the Vogue Theater.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying?
Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish will co-headline the show with guests Lion Eyes and Rodeo Ruby Love. Tickets are already available online at unionevents.com and voguetheater.com and at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish co-headlining at the Vogue Theater December 15th.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fund Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
What sign are you?
Virgo.
A virgin?
Right.
I don't believe it.
Well, let me prove it to you, okay?
Play Robin and be your slave. Let you nail her in the back.
Oh yes, the love master himself, Doug of Doug and the Slugs, off the album Slugology, with Who Knows How to Make Love Stay? Question mark.
Who does know how to make love stay?
That song also a favorite of our good friend Watermelon. So
good.
Water, if you're listening, a special Doug and the Slug song going out to you.
Mm.
Before that, another important question. Does she spit or does she swallow? By the Malamondos, off their album Rock to Pussy. And we started that set off with the Wet Spots, off their Hello Kinky album, with Do You Take It in the Ass? Mm. Although the song title is just called Do You Take It.
Good question.
Very important question. If you're into the sort of bondage or S&M stuff, I mean, you got to sort of ask that stuff right away. You can't get 3 years in
and then
bring out the butt plugs and the,
and be you like, know, hey, by the way,
by the way, yeah. I want to tie you up in a cage, leave you in there.
Which is funny because if you bring it up too early, it may just freak the shit out of somebody and they got to run the other way.
It's true. It is a delicate process. Especially
if you
don't know them at all, you have to sort of bridge it a bit. I mean, some of those people meet each other in, you know, fetish parties, so you kind of have a certain idea that they're into that stuff. But yeah, if you're meeting someone cold,
in their mouth.
Like if you're meeting someone, you know, you meet a girl at a coffee shop and you ask her out, and
I haven't met too many girls at coffee shops with ball gags in their mouths.
Well, you sort of have to bridge that gap. You know, you go on a few, you know, nice dates, or you know, you never know.
I
always found that going out and when I was in the dating pool.
Oh yes,
back in my day,
back when I was a young boy,
I always found that. A large amount of alcohol would bring out those things really soon. You just go out and get drunk with the person, and then suddenly you're talking about sex and what you would and wouldn't do, and then you have sex, and, you know, that's just...
But now, sometimes when you bring it up that soon, and they say yes, and then you get all that, and then you get into a relationship, those things can deplete away because they wanted to get you into it, and then
It's very true. A lot of relationships can change like that, where... You know, one person will be like, yeah, yeah, or at first they'll give you all the things you want.
For example.
And then slowly it will be pulled away, and you're
and
left
you're
in sort of...
you're having sex once a month.
Like, you're like, what? What happened? What happened?
I had a time where a lady let me jackhammer her. Now, I'll leave that to the imagination. You can go into...
Why? It's late night. What is a jack... what's a jackhammer?
A jackhammer is where the girl nicely puts her backside in the air with her head down on the bed. So, almost in a handstand, in a way.
Okay.
And then you...
Mental picture, Cab Radio.
And then you get on top with... And you... Now, a man has what we like to call here a stiffy... And sometimes it's hard to really yank that thing down if it's really hard, but you have to put it down, and then you just slowly... It's hard to say without showing you the move.
Right.
But almost doing squats in a way.
Use your visual words.
You're doing a squat in a way on top of her while holding your unit down.
Your unit.
And slowly in and out, in and out, in and out. As if you were a jackhammer.
Okay, so a girl let you do this.
A girl let me do this. And then 6 months down the road...
No more jackhammer.
When I asked for the jackhammer, it was like, no, sorry. I'm like, what? But you just... And then the thought...
I do know quite a few gentlemen who have been promised the forbidden territory of the ass if they got married. It's like
give me the ring and you can have my ring?
Yes, exactly. This enlightening conversation is brought to you by Cab Radio, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Teddy. That is E-Rock.
Yo, yo, yo.
This is our questioning show. We're asking questions. We are playing songs that have questions in them, just like that last set. Now, before we get into some more music, I do want to give away some tickets. And the first set of tickets I'm going to give away tonight... is going to be... Don't do that. Is going to be to the Rio Theater for their midnight show of Home Alone all December. They're doing Christmas theme movies. I hosted last week with Die Hard, which is during Christmas time. This week, E-Rock is hosting, potentially. And it is all Home Alone, which, of course, is all around the Christmas season.
Macaulay.
So we have some tickets for that, a pair of tickets to Home Alone. If you would like to win, you can call us at 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. Now, we also have some tickets a little bit later on to a swing affair, a Christmas party down at the Backstage Lounge this Friday. And we also have tickets to Warless and Buckman Co. tomorrow night at the Railway Club to give away a little bit later as well during upcoming events. So, again, if you'd like to win, 604-822-2487, that is to Home Alone. Mm. And if you're listening to the podcast and you haven't heard of a winner by, you know, by soon, we'll let you know, you can contact us at cabaradio@gmail.com and say, I want those tickets. I want the Home Alone tickets. Cabaradio, cabaradio@gmail.com.
Don't worry, folks, I can't win them. I've tried many times.
Many times.
I'm not allowed, apparently.
Now,
shafted.
This next set of music.
Set of muzak.
Is asking the question of sort of where are we going? Where are we going in life? A lot of people are confused right now. It's a very difficult time in people's lives. Economically, I had a conversation with Jay Biz today about the dire straits of the world economically. You know, Greece has collapsed. Italy is screwed. Maybe France next. The United States isn't doing too well.
Nope.
You know, Canada seems to have a little bit of a solid footing, but who knows? It seems to be a really crazy time of where people's lives are. It just seems to be a crazy time in the world. So
sad, really.
This next question is sort of like, where are you going in your life? Again, if you'd like to join the conversation tonight, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or again, you can contact us on Gmail, cabaradio@gmail.com, for any of these questions. We love to hear from you. Here is our next set of music asking, where are you going?
Sunset at night, where am I going? Wouldn't you love to know? But if I told you that everyone would want to go, no, I can't tell you, cause everyone would want to go. Trouble just left, I heard the screen door slam. Where am I going? Wouldn't you love to know? But if I told you that everyone would want to go, no, I can't tell you, cause everyone would want to go. Oh,
Welcome back to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Just a quick thing before we get into some more music. Our good friends at No Fun City, we've had them on the show. It's a documentary that is done about Vancouver and how our city has gotten the mantra of No Fun City. And No Fun City went on tour, won some, went to a bunch of documentary film festivals, got a lot of accolades, did really well. And it's actually coming to DVD for the very first time. And if you would like to get a copy of No Fun City, you can go to www.nofuncity.org. That's www.nofuncity.org. Really great documentary about the music scene and just the entertainment scene here in Vancouver. So go there. Why not?
Why not?
Oh, sorry. Why not?
Why not?
It's the holiday season. Why not support, instead of a corporate business, why not support our good friends at No Fun City? Again, you can find out all the info about it, watch the trailer, all that stuff. Go to www.nofuncity.org. Mm. Back to the music!
Stop.
Stop. Where Is My Mind by the Pixies. Mm. Back with more questions, upcoming events, prizes, and a whole lot more here on Cabaret with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM.
Ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. This special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps. Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Love, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt.
What is love?
What is
What a question.
Love.
What a question.
What is love?
Which I don't think Hathaway ever explained in that song. They just asked the question.
What is love?
What is love? You may remember, made kind of famous recently on Saturday Night Live. Well, not recently. That was a while ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Chris Kattan and
Will Ferrell.
Ferrell.
And I remember Jim Carrey hosted. Mm-hmm. He did a version of that as well. And they also made a movie called Night of the Roxbury. You might remember that song. They were nodding their heads in the dance club. That is What Is Love by Hathaway. Before that, we had Jamiroquai with Where Do We Go From Here? And the Pixies, Where Is My Mind? Mm-hmm. Right here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. Listen online at CITR.ca. That's also where you'll find our podcast, all our episodes, including this one, which I believe is 129. You can find it CITR.ca under shows, under letter C. You'll find us right there, the first show. You can also find us in the iTunes store. Just search CITR-Cab Radio. All our podcasts are free to download. You can look at any of our old ones. You can also subscribe, which is very easy. Just hit the button, and then every week a brand new episode of Cab Radio will be dumped in your iTunes box. Mm. And you will get a fresh douche of Cab Radio
in your box.
Pretty much every Wednesday, because we do it live here on CITR 101.9 FM every Tuesday night. But we also are a very good podcast to listen to anytime, because our shows are fun,
exciting,
and fantastic.
And we love being in your box.
Tonight is our questioning show, so we're playing songs about questions, or we're asking lots of questions. When we come back, we're going to get into some more songs here. We're just taking a little break here to tell you what is what, because we want to know if you want to know the information. We're going to actually be doing some upcoming events, and we're actually going to be talking to Buckman Co. He is an artist we've had on the show.
Mm-hmm, great artist.
He's got a show tomorrow night with Warless at the Railway Club. Artists. And he's going to give away some tickets. So,
beautiful.
You'll want to stick around for that. You also want to know the phone number to call to win, which is 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR.
So if he's giving away the tickets, can I win those?
No.
Oh,
no,
man.
You cannot.
Oh, well. Lucky for you, folks.
Back with Buckman Co. and upcoming events right after this.
Ooh! Do I make you horny, Randy? Do I make you horny, baby? Yeah, do I? So fine, I really wanna make you mine. I said you look so fine, I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Be my girl. Well, it's a 1, 2, 3. Take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine and I really want to make you mine. I said you look so fine, I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need a money with a face like that, do you? Long brown hair. She's so sweet with her.
said, are you gonna be my girl?
Things to do. Take a dump in the middle of Broadway and Granville? Check. Roll around in needles, then jump into a pool of vinegar? Check. Lay on the ground hoping a girl in a skirt will walk over top of me? Check. Well, now what?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
Well, we're going to start off this upcoming events for the week of Wednesday, December 7th. And we actually have one of our upcoming event people on the line, Buckman Co. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Buckman.
Welcome back. How have you been since you've last been on the show?
I've been busy, man.
The album, yeah. The album's been going good and the touring?
It's been going good. I've been out east, out to Toronto to see that it's actually not as bad as people seem to say.
Now, where have you gotten sort of your best reception? Where have you found it's been some of the coolest vibes you've gotten?
Some of the coolest vibes... Toronto was really good, actually. I met a lot of really great musicians out there, and you know, a lot of camaraderie and mutual support. And Oregon has been really good. Oregon's been a really cool place.
They have good beer there.
They have very good beer there. Yeah.
Now we're here to talk about your show tomorrow night at the Railway Club. You're also performing on stage. Another band that we've had on the show, good friends of ours, Warless, and of course, Chris Mapstone of the band Root System.
Exactly. Yeah, these are good friends of mine. We've done a few things together over the past year.
Now, I know Warless sort of does socially conscious, positive music. You sort of blend a little bit of that in as well. Does Chris do that too? Is it sort of like a positive, sort of rootsy type folk rock music?
Yeah, I would say that it is, you know. I think from all three bands, we like a lot of groove stuff. We probably listen to a lot of, you know, reggae, you know, even though we don't really play reggae, we probably listen to that a lot of that same vibe. We probably like to not have shoes on when we can. That's the kind of vibe. You know, really, people love the earth and like to actually blend a little bit of you know, positive change with music and message, you know, putting a good message out there.
I heard a story about Michael Franti that, I don't know, something like 8 years ago or 10 years ago or something crazy like that. Like he just took off his shoes and has just since never worn shoes ever again, except for in like dire. And even when he does wear shoes, like say in an airport, it's like these tiny little thongs that barely are shoes.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
So it's a whole group of people that don't like shoes.
I might start that right now.
Being free in the world.
Yeah.
Jack Johnson, he doesn't wear them either when he's playing.
Now,
I don't wear much on this show. I mean, thankfully, I'm, you know, talking to you on the phone. So
you're just completely naked right now, aren't you? Forget the shoes. You just have no clothes on.
No clothes. Actually, sometimes I like to swap it out and actually wear shoes and then no clothes.
Just shoes, yeah.
Clothes and no shoes.
You know, I did that one time. I was drunk with a friend and we just ran around the neighborhood just drunk with only shoes on. That's a true story.
Why wouldn't you?
I said it is.
Now, you also said Chris also plays the didgeridoo because he's from Australia. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's a cool sound to add into the mix. You don't always hear that.
Yeah, you know, he's got a cool little thing that he does. He's got, like, a djembe that he plays and has his didge kind of set up on a stand, and he plays guitar. He's a great guitar player.
Now, you you also have something special for the Cabaret Radio listener, do you not?
I do. Oh, we have a little pair of tickets. Won't be able to actually give you any tickets, so we'll just put your name at the guest list.
Right, it's easier that way.
It's much easier that way.
So we have a pair of tickets to give away to the show tomorrow night. It's at the Railway Club, which is 579 Dunsmuir Street. It's Warless, Buckman Co., and Chris Mapstone of Root System. If you would like those tickets, please call us now at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Buckman Co., thanks for talking with us tonight.
Always a pleasure.
We'll chat with you again sometime. Good night.
Good night.
That is Buckman Co. Again, their show tomorrow night at the Railway Club with Warless and Chris Mapstone of Root System. If you want to win, 604-822-2487 or hit us up at cabaretradio@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Continuing on with upcoming events, we're going to move over to Friday. Friday at 7:30 p.m., it is the Wachu Christmas Special.
Wachu.
Is
what you talking about, Willis?
Is this musical event that goes on at Coco Nymph on West 10th every once in a while. It's sort of like a music night that they put on, and we don't have anything. We're just telling you about it. It's their Christmas special. They're going to be featuring Chantel Upshaw, David Ward, and Don Pemberton this Friday. So a bunch of music, just good times. There's also going to be a little bit of skit comedy. I'm going to be there as well. I might be even dressing up as Santa Claus.
Oh. So what do you mean dressing up?
Santa? I am just Santa. That is going to be the Wachu Christmas Special this Friday night, 7:30 to 10:30 at Coco Nymph, which is at 3739 West 10th at Alma. So that's this Friday night, West 10th and Alma, 3739 Wachu Christmas Party. Also, Friday night,
Home Alone at the Rio Theater, the awesome Rio Theater. Every Friday they've got their midnight specials,
and all Friday this month it is sort of not Halloween. Christmas themed.
Yes, it is, and you did last week, which was Die Hard, and this week is Home Alone, the first Home Alone, and we're giving tickets away.
We still haven't given those away.
So if you want tickets to that, you can come down. Doors are at 11:30, and show starts about 12 o'clock.
Show and hosting.
There's a host. I believe I'm hosting. They're still just a little up in the air there, but one of us will be. And come on down Friday night.
Win prizes, have a good time, watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Rio Theater, Home Alone, this Friday night. Doors at 11:30, show is at midnight. We're going to close up upcoming events with, of course, Kitty Nights.
Meow.
Every Sunday night at the Biltmore Cabaret. Meow. It is Kitty Nights. This Sunday, it is Kitty Nights' No Two Alike show, featuring meow. CP, Crystal Precious, Burgundy Bricks, Misfit, Lydia DiCarlo, Go Go by Ruth Ordair. Or Ruthie Ordair, as some people like to call her. There's also the Professor and DJ Teddy Smooth.
Real fair.
That is an inside joke. We always give away lots of prizes. And we have the Bag of Sex. There's Burgundy's Box. It's always a good time. Dance party after the show. You get to see beautiful ladies and then a big dance party after the show. That is Kitty Nights every Sunday night. Doors at 8 o'clock. Show is at 9.
Mm.
That is upcoming events for this week here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. This is our questioning show. And we've been asking all sorts of questions all night. We've talked about love. Now, we talked about love. We talked about like where you're going in life, all that sort of thing. We did actually have a comment about love. When you had someone comment about love. What was their comment on
one of our listeners? The question: what is love? From Hathaway, when we were listening there, and I got one from our good friend Frank, and he said tolerance and the willingness to do anything together. And followed up by, don't forget your rubber, brother.
okay.
That is. I'm not sure what the last part went, but the first part, very nice. Tolerance and the willingness to do anything together, which I believe is huge. I mean, you want to find somebody that is tolerant of the things you do in life. You don't want to take away from the person. A lot of relationships, I find, you know, people have to give up a lot of things in order to appease the other.
That is true.
And you know why? I don't see that's taken away from who that person is. You should really just be tolerant to anything that they are. That's the person you've obviously fallen in love with and you want to be with. So let them spread their wings.
If they want to murder, let them murder.
Let them murder. You know? And the willingness to do anything together.
There is a certain, like the jackhammer. There is a certain line, and I mean, it's not just always letting them do, but it is accepting who they are and being GGG. Now, we're going to set off this next set of music with another question. And before we get to that question, don't forget, coming up just in a couple minutes, we're giving away tickets to the Electro Swing Club Christmas Party. A big badass party featuring K-Tel, a bunch of DJ Spry. There's all sorts of dancers. Me and E-Rock went to the last swing event. So much fun.
It was really fun. Is it at the same venue?
No, this time it's going to be at the Backstage Lounge, which is on Granville Island. So it's going to be tons of fun. And we have a pair of tickets to give away for that. So make sure that you listen for the cue to call in just a few minutes. And the number you want is 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Now, E-Rock, you're going to start us off with this next set. What are we asking? What is our question here?
I believe our question here is who?
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 Just who?
It's a question that, you know, who is going to do this? Who's going to do that? Who is it?
Whoville.
Whoville. And I'm actually bringing in something that from last week that we didn't actually get around to play.
Okay.
And
so does it have something to do with rain?
It may. It may have something to do with rain. Doing a little, you know, bringing it back. However, it is who? Who will stop the rain? Follow me.
CITR 101.9 FM, Cabaret with Teddy Smith. Back with more questions and a whole lot more after this.
and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Taking a path not taken, a choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
Hey, would you like to win tickets to Electro Swing Club Christmas Party Friday night at the Backstage Lounge? Then call us now at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can win two tickets to that show. Back with more questions on Cabaret Radio after this.
Says it all. but we'd like to say it again. Thank you from all of us at CITR for your generous support during our 2011 fund drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
Do you enjoy these sounds? CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? ¿Dónde está Santa Claus? And the toys that he will leave. Mamacita, oh, where is Santa Claus? I look for him because it's Christmas Eve. I know that I should be the sleepy, but maybe he's not far away. So out of the window I'm peeping, hoping to see him in his sleigh. I hope he won't forget to crack his castanets and to his reindeer say, oh Pancho, oh Vixen, oh Pedro, oh Blitzen, ole, 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 ole,
ole.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? Oh, where is Santa Claus? It's Christmas Eve. I know that I should be the sleeping, but maybe he's not far away. So out of the window I'm peeping, hoping to see him in his sleigh. Hope he won't forget to crack his castanets and to his reindeer say, oh Pancho, oh Vixen, oh Pedro, oh Blitzen, ole,
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 ole.
Santa Claus.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus?
Oh, yes. Where is Santa Claus? ¿Dónde está Santa Claus? By Augie Rios.
Mm.
Here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth on our question show. Thought we'd sneak in a holiday song.
Bringing in Christmas.
Just because, you know, it's that season. It's getting close. The pressure of presents and all that sort of stuff of holiday season is here. So we'd sneak in one. In 2 weeks' time, we actually are going to be presenting our holiday Explosion Show number 3, the third annual holiday Explosion Show. That's going to be on I believe the 20th.
Yep.
Next week on the show, it's our action and adventure show with members of the movie Steel Viper Force.
Ooh.
They're going to be here, including the lead actor who's going to take us through
a day in the life of an action
hero
movie.
Yeah, he's gonna take us through one of his drug takedowns, so really excited about that. That is next week, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM.
If I bring some drugs in, he can take me down, and it can be a live
takedown.
Yeah,
that could work.
I'll bring him the drugs.
I'd like to thank Frank. He won our tickets to the Electro Swing Club Christmas party this Friday night at the Backstage Lounge. So, Frank, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in and winning those tickets. If you're a podcast listener, we're almost out of time here on Cab Radio, and we haven't given away those prizes for Buckman Co. or Home Alone. So if you'd like to win, make sure you go to cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com to claim those prizes. Just let us know which ones you'd like to win, and those prizes are yours. It's easy as that. We don't make it too hard here on Cab Radio. So again, tomorrow night, Warless and Buckman Co. tickets, and Friday night at midnight, we have tickets to Home Alone at the Rio Theater. So that would work a whole lot better if people could see you.
Right.
But E-Rock just slapped his face like Macaulay Culkin.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, that is E-Rock over there.
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm Teddy. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. You can catch all of our podcast on CITR.ca under shows under the letter C or in the iTunes store. Just search CITR-Cab Radio. You can find all of our episodes. You can download them. You can listen to them live right there, or you can subscribe. Just click subscribe, and we can be delivered into your iTunes box every Wednesday. It's just as easy as that, and we would appreciate it if you would do that, because we love to hear listeners. We also love comments. We've been saying this the last couple of weeks. We've been getting some comments, actually, and we love them. We love to hear what you like, what you don't like about the show. You know, we like to appease and strive forward and make Cab Radio that much better. So if you have any comments about the show, please direct them to cabaradio@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter. Just look up Cab Radio, and you can find us on Twitter. You can tweet with us. E-Rock has been tweeting live all night, so please find us on Twitter as well. We're all over the social network.
It's craziness.
We're badass.
Spelled it tween.
Would
you call it twatting?
Twatting?
No, I'm going to twat
sure.
to you.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it works like that. I'm not sure how it works as a verb. We are almost out of time here. We're going to get into one last set of music on our question show. I hope you've enjoyed it. We've been playing songs that are all questions. Like we've had Doug and the Slugs, Who Knows How to Make Love Stay? We've had the Pixies, Where Is My Mind? We've had Hadaway, What Is Love? We had a CCR in there, Who'll Stop the Rain? So many questions.
So many questions in this world of ours.
And we're just gonna leave you with a big question.
Uh-oh.
Tonight. Just to think about. Mm-hmm. We're gonna leave you with the question,
why? Don't make it too hard.
Why?
Why?
Just think about it. Take a moment in your life to just think about why you do things. Ugh. Why are you friends with certain people? Or why do you work the job you do? Because I think a lot of us need to think about this a little bit more, and not just accept the status quo, and not just accept to be, you know, what is given to us, what is handed down. Except, you know, some people might ask why, and their response will be to get 16 motivational tapes and listen to them. And some people might ask why, and they might quit their job and get a new job because the questions they ask, they find some answers that they are looking for. It's very, very important in life to ask why, people. Mm-hmm. Don't let the world just shove shit down your throat. Ask why. It's not a bad thing. It's not something you have to be afraid to do, because it's your life, and it's important to be in charge of your life and to ask why of people. Why do you do this? Why do you do that?
It's something that we asked as children. If you have a child who is roughly the age of 3 to 5 to
why?
6. Why?
Why?
Why? Why?
And then from 5 why? Onward,
we don't ask it.
People make them forget it by telling them not to ask so many questions. Yeah. How many times have you heard people tell kids, don't ask so many questions? People get frustrated, but it's important. So reclaim your
right to learn.
Reclaim your why, people. Reclaim your why. So we're going to end this last set of music with the question of why. We will see you next Tuesday for our action and adventure show. Please come back. It's going to be a lot of fun. Steel Viper Force is going to be here. Also, special guest host, Johnny Chops. Oh, my God. If you got to hear this guy's voice.
Yeah.
It's like E-Rock's deep voice times 10.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be a challenge.
Come back for our action and adventure show.
Let's see who can get deeper.
And
one man.
It's pretty incredible
with a voice so deep.
It's gonna be something.
We're also gonna
come up with a new Cab Radio adventure as well. Action adventure Cab Radio edition, like radio play shit.
Radio play shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
yeah, that's what we do.
Good night.
Good night.
E-Rock. Good night.
Good night. Yo.
And don't forget. Ask why.
Why? And who? And when? And
see you next
how.
Week. And good night.
R. And can.
Why?
Why don't we do it in the road? Why don't we do it in the road? Why can't we be friends?
friends? Why can't we be 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 friends?
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.